Stakeholders on all sides continue to grapple with a controversial management decision that would allow Washington State wildlife officials to exterminate an entire wolf pack in the northeast corner of the state. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, wildlife managers anticipated the conflict between wolves and cattle earlier this summer.
Back in June, the state captured two wolves from the Profanity Peak Pack and placed radio collars on them. Donnie Martorello is in charge of Washington's wolf policy.
As we prioritize, okay, which packs do we need to put traps in this year to cut collars out, you know, in early spring, summer, one of the things that we're thinking about there is which one of these packs has potential for conflict.
Martorello says the Department of Fish and Wildlife was concerned about the pack's range, which overlaps public land where ranchers graze their cattle in the summer. The state had previously placed collars on two Profanity Peak Pack wolves, but those animals dispersed to form the Sherman Wolf Pack that ranges slightly further south. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.